to pray. We have come, Lord, on this, your chosen day. And as the choir has expressed, we love you. We love you. May the word that comes from the Bible today help to strengthen that love even more. In Jesus' name, amen. Nails. Today I want to talk about nails. I want to read four texts, one right after the other. If you would join me in that, Matthew 27:35. Matthew 27:35. Can you see it? Let's read that together. Then they crucified him and divided his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, "They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing." But the first phrase says, "Then they crucified him." Matthew 15 and verse 24. I'm sorry, Mark 15 and verse 24. Reading, "And when they crucified him, they divided his garments, casting lots for them to determine what every man should take." But the opening phrase is, "And when they crucified him." Luke 23:33. Reading, "And when they had come to the place called Calvary, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right hand." Luke always tends to give a bit more detail. They crucified him. Three times they crucified him. John 19:17-18, our final text. "And he, bearing his cross, went out to a place called the place of a skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha." Golgotha. Reading, "Where they crucified him and two others with him, one on the other side, Jesus in the center." I was taught when I was doing my seminary training that any time all four Gospels make a statement about something, that is the Holy Spirit's way of saying, this is really true. They crucified him. Ladies and gentlemen, the Son of God was crucified. Crucified. What does it have to do with nails? The word nail only appears in the Bible 8 times. The word nailing 1 time. And the word nails 10 times. Now, it's interesting that nowhere in the narrative about the crucifixion of Jesus, nowhere in the narrative does the word nail appear. All the Bible says is they crucified him. You have to look up the definition of crucifixion to get the nails. And Webster says crucifixion is to put to death by nailing or binding. and leaving to die of exposure. There is no crucifixion, Rodney Cartwright, unless you nail. You nail. After Christ is resurrected, the fact that he was nailed is confirmed, Pastor Coseley, by the fact that the doubting Thomas said, unless I see the hands and the print of the nails in them, I will not believe. And then Jesus implies that he was nailed when he says in Luke 24:39, behold my hands and my feet. He's showing off the nail holes. Hands and feet. Nails. I was amazed when I went to the online encyclopedia called Wikipedia. I printed out 10 pages of material on the history of the nail. The nail. 10 pages. Why all so calm? The history of the nail is clear and interesting. The origin of the nail is less clear. The earliest nails go back to Egypt around 3400 BC. But the use of nails or some form of fastening material obviously goes back to Genesis. One would assume in building the ark they used some kind of fastening. And if you as a person have read the Bible through, you've read that amazing story of Jael who drove a nail through the temple of a man and pinned his head to the ground. Then 1 Chronicles 22:3 says that David gathered much iron that he might have many nails. Nails have been around a long time. But I couldn't find anywhere in the 10 pages, nor in another source I looked, nobody knows who invented the nail. Like no one knows who invented the wheel. Now, I cast my vote for some genius who lived before the flood. Maybe Adam himself. I don't know. But the genius of the nail, the genius of the nail is substantiated in that even though it's been modernized, going from wood to wrought iron to steel, the form and shape of the nail has basically remained the same for 6,000 years. So somebody came up with something very wise. Every society known to man has some form of a nail. And Wikipedia told me that there are something like 40 different kinds of nails divided into 7 categories. They range from nails the size of a straight pin to giant spikes, the nail. But here's the point. Here's the point. Here's the point. No matter the size, the type, or the kind, all nails do 3 things. One, they hold something in place. 2, they hold things together. And 3, they connect something to something. I wish y'all wouldn't go to sleep so quick. Let me read it to you again. No matter what kind of a nail you find, they do 3 things, Trevor. Either a nail is holding something in place, or it's holding something together, or it's connecting something to something. It does this by being hammered on its head and driven through one thing into another thing to make that connection. Nails are so amazing, they have found things nailed together that were nailed together 4,000 years ago, and they're still nailed together. It is an amazing invention, the nail. There are many ways that the Godhead could have chosen for the Son to die. Hanging, beating, impalement, an arrow shot from a bow, suffocation. The Romans used all these means for killing. But then the Bible says in Philippians 2:8, and being found, talking about Jesus, in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself. He did what? So what he did himself, and became obedient to the and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Announcement. The Romans didn't choose to crucify Jesus. Jesus chose to be crucified. Jesus chose the nails. Now, what do nails do again? They hold something in place. They hold things together, and they connect something to something. That's what nails do. And Jesus chose to be what? Nailed. Jesus chose to be held in place with something. Jesus chose to hold something together. And Jesus chose to connect something. And the best way to do that is through what? Nails. Nails. How does this apply to our simple homily today? This is Hour of Ages, page 25. I want everybody to read this. Read. In Christ. Come on, everybody. In Christ. We become more closely united to God than if we had never fallen. In taking our nature, the Savior has bound. See, sometimes you have to slurp on a road. You have to slurp on a word and really get the meaning of it. Let's try that again. The Savior has bound himself. He's done what? Bound himself. Oh, by the way, I looked up bound. It means to be attached. Let's read it again. The Savior has bound himself to humanity by a tie. In the dictionary, tie is a word that also is used to describe a nail. I'm enjoying my own sermon. I don't forget about you. He chose to be bound, chose to be tied or nailed in a way that would what? Never be broken. Let's read on. They're getting it. Through eternal ages, he is linked with us. The word linked means to be held in place. What's wrong with y'all? I'm trying to tell you that the Son of God has nailed himself to humanity. Bound himself to humanity. Tied himself to humanity in a tie. I told you they have found stuff nailed together, that's been nailed together for 4,000 years. I told you that, and now I'm finding out that he has driven some nails between himself and humanity that will never be pulled out. Or let's read it again. Through eternal ages, come on, he is linked with us to assure us of his immutable counsel of peace. God gave his only begotten Son to become one of the human family forever to retain his human nature. Jesus chose the nails. Jesus chose to be connected, held in place, to be held together. Why? Let me say it plainly. I would have you to view the cross in a fresh way. Christ was not just nailed to wood shaped like a cross. He was nailed to us. The cross was man-made, man-conceived, and man-used. The prisoner on the middle cross was God-made, God-conceived, and God-used. The nails held the two in place, held the two together, connected the two forever. Jesus is nailed to the human race. Nails are a simple device. But like the wheel is all but irreplaceable as an implementation for man's good. The plan of salvation is simple in its concept. God would pay the price himself through his Son, who would be overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Christ symbolically threw the nails in his hands and feet, connected himself to humanity, to our fear, to our weakness, to our separation from God, yes, to our sin. He said to Mary Magdalene after his crucifixion and resurrection and before his ascension, I go to my brethren and say to them, I'm ascending to my Father and your Father. We are now one. You can't separate God from humanity. Jesus will forever maintain human nature. I call that nailed. He made himself of no reputation, Paul says, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men, Paul says, and being found in the appearance of a man, Paul says. The Son of God is my brother. The Son of God will wear the same flesh I'll wear for eternity. The Son of God has confined himself to a body like I am. And the Son of God so loved us that he bound himself to us. Now, there's something interesting about a nail. If you take a nail and drive it into a man's hand, immediately, the hand spurts blood. Where does the blood go besides on the hand? On the nail. On the nail. And then you keep hammering, Cecil, that nail into the wood. Are you with me? And the blood that was on the nail now goes into the wood. So the blood connects the hand to the wood. The blood of Jesus soaked into the man-made cross, the God-made Savior's blood soaked into the man-made cross, thus linking the blood of Jesus to humanity forever. Nails! There was more going on here than crucifixion. God was sending a signal to the universe. Me and humans are on. Everything has changed. Me and humans. Everything has been altered. Now, God, no other planet, no other race, no other created beings. Only one race can say, me and God are one. Nobody can say that. A nail cannot function alone. As powerful as it is, a nail cannot function alone. It has to be hammered or drilled. Are you with me? And the thing that's amazing, and you've heard this story about a nail, that the same set of hands that hold it are the same set of hands that hammer it. Am I right about it? The love of God steadies. That's the hand. The justice of God must be served. That's the hammer. Jesus, for our sake, endured both. Held by God, hammered by God. I got news for you this morning. The only way that you can be separated from God, listen to the pastor, is that you have to intentionally pull out the connecting nail yourself. That takes determination. Recommendation, choir. Let the nail stay where it is and be forever connected to your Savior. What do you say, church? Nails. We're going to separate now and go to our places for the foot washing service. Single men will be on this side, single ladies on this side. Well, single ladies have to go downstairs, not enough space for them on this side. Infirm men on this side, infirm ladies on this side, and then single men and ladies in a classroom downstairs. And the couples will go to the music room.